This is Hans Johnson, and this is the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. And we're just going to go ahead and get right into it. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, we want to encourage you to get over to Danny's website at DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. And you'll see a registration form on the homepage there. If you fill that out, it'll allow you to subscribe as a member free to her website, and you'll be able to get access to tonight's call because we'll be recording it, as well as many, many other calls that Danny has done, coaching calls. There's literally six figures worth of coaching information in there, and there's training that many people in the industry have attributed to tremendous growth throughout their business. What we're going to do is Danny with us now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Take it away.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We're so sorry for the delay. You should have seen the craziness on our side trying to get in this call. You guys obviously have figured out how to bump even the speakers out of the call. What's up with that?
Hello, everybody. This is Hans Johnson. I want to welcome everybody to the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. We're going to go ahead and get started and take some introductions here while we wait for Danny to join us at the top of the hour. And come online. Go ahead and give us your name.
Sherry from New York.
Hello, Sharon in New York. Welcome to the call.
Let's go.
California.
Hello, North Dakota. Welcome
Aaron,
to the call.
Sharon from Phoenix.
Welcome to the call. Hello,
Florida.
Florida. Hello, Marcy in Florida. Welcome to the call. Who else?
Georgia.
Good to have you on. Who else?
Juanita from Florida.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, folks. Again, this is Hans Johnson. We had the lines muted out. If you're one of our guest participants tonight, if you guys can hit star 6 on your line, and until Danny requests or calls out your name, if you can hit star 6 right now, that'll make sure that your line is muted out because you are on an open line. Again, folks, this is the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call, and we're sorry that we had that feedback problem. But we did get the lines muted out. We're going to try to unmute them again here pretty soon and see if we can do some more introductions. And if not, then we'll go ahead and mute them back up. So let's try this one more time.
Are you on the Danny call?
Yes.
Oh, me too. This is Corey Jepson.
You were given a special PIN code?
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. So now we're not going to be able to hear the call or what?
I don't know. Hans has control of the call, so I don't know exactly what's going on at the moment, but there was some big, huge
feedback.
Reverb thing going on.
I know. I could hear that. It was nasty. Okay. So we can talk to each other, but we can't hear nothing else.
Right.
And wonderful.
For all I know, everyone else may be listening to us right now.
Oh. Okay. That's my mom. She can't get in because you babbled too long. Thank you.
This call will start momentarily. Please hold. This call will start momentarily. Please hold.
I'm hearing a message that says this call will start momentarily.
Yes, Hans.
Hello?
Yeah?
Who's this?
Okay, good.
This is still Corey.
Okay. All right, it looks like we're on the call. I don't know. Is Danny with us?
She's currently talking to Laura right now.
Okay.
This is Sarah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, folks, we're sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm assuming that we're still live and there's still that people can hear us. Again, this is Hans Johnson, and this is the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. And we're just going to go ahead and get right into it. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, we want to encourage you to get over to Danny's website at DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com, and you'll see a registration form on the homepage there. If you fill that out, it'll allow you to subscribe as a member free to her website, and you'll be able to get access to tonight's call because we'll be recording it, as well as many, many other calls that Danny has done, coaching calls. There's literally six figures worth of coaching information in there, and there's training that many people in the industry have attributed to tremendous growth throughout their business. What we're going to do is Danny with us now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Take it away.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We're so sorry for the delay. You should have seen the craziness on our side trying to get in this call. You guys obviously have figured out how to bump even the speakers out of the call. What's up with that? Hey, I want to see if my guest is on the line. I'm supposed to have three guests because we're going to do something really, really fun here tonight that's going to be very interactive, and you guys are just going to get a ton out of it. Is Corey Jepson on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, girl, what about Craig Krabar?
I'm here, Danny.
Yes, Kevin Keller?
Yes, I'm here.
Yahoo! You guys got in, but we couldn't. What's up with that? All right, well, awesome. VoiceTex obviously did a great job trying to patch this piecework together for us, and we just really thank them for being able to make that happen because all of our listeners crowded the lines before we could get in, and I tried calling in 6:56. So anyway, hey, everybody, this is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who did not have a whole lot going for myself as far as talent, skill, ability, dreams, nothing. My parents both were drug addicts, my father was extremely abusive, and I did not think that someone like me who grew up the way I did would ever amount to anything, let alone succeed at anything. And so after 2 months, my friend persisted with me, showing me an opportunity to get into business for myself. I got unafraid, signed up, and failed. The first 6 months, I literally failed miserably. I had talked to hundreds of people, and nobody was giving me a commitment to get started with my company or my product. They were primarily giving me excuses like, oh, you know, right now's not the right time, or they'd tell me they'd come, and then they wouldn't show. They would say things like, you know, I get paid in a couple of weeks, or I need to talk to my spouse, I need to think it over. Just, I got hundreds of excuses from people and really did not know how to handle those excuses. And so for 6 months, I just failed miserably, not making any money, trying to build my business full-time, and going further into debt each and every month. And then shortly after my failure, I found out about a seminar that's supposed to change everything for me. I went, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days. The next check from there was $11,000. Went on to, in 5 months, make over $50,000 working my business, and now I was 20 years old. Then went on to get married, and the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Totally, absolutely, completely homeless, literally living in the back of a Hyundai, and those were ugly back then. They're nice-looking cars today, but they weren't nice when they first came out. But literally living in the back of my car. Everything that I owned was in my trunk or in my back seat, and I was literally driving beach to beach, sleeping on a beach, sleeping wherever it is that my head could lay down that night, and literally went from the number one international producer inside that organization to literally upside down and belly up, really wanting to end it all, end everything in my life. And after totally getting upset with myself for being homeless for several weeks, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, predominantly because of the fact that I had learned the skill the year before. And that's what's awesome, is that when you invest in your skill, that can never be taken from you, unless, of course, you're a carpenter and you lose your arms. That could be a problem. But you still gain the skill in your head that you can even direct other people to learn a similar skill in the very same way, whether you're consulting or something like that. But I have learned learned a skill a year before that I had invested into and turned that skill into profit right away. $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, over $10,000 my first full-time month, and that's the month that I broke all the international sales records inside of that multi-billion dollar corporation that had hundreds of thousands of representatives worldwide. And so that happened at literally 2.5 months after being completely homeless. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, had made my first million. And my husband and I met through this industry. I've got 5 children, now 1 grandchild, which blows my mind, as of just a few days ago. And we've been able to raise our kids through this industry and generating 6 and 7 figures for many, many years. And so if somebody like myself who grew up in a home that was tragic and could start in a business at a young age, fail miserably, to the point of majorly going into debt and nothing ever looking any brighter, to stepping up and investing into my skill and investing into my personal development, that I can go out and become a 7-figure income earner literally in a matter of months, then so can anybody else. If it really is all about skill that determines our value out to the marketplace, then when was the last time many of us increased our skill out there to the marketplace that we can increase our income? The unfortunate thing is that most people just haven't done that in a long time. They haven't grown themselves. They haven't gained new skills. They haven't picked up even a new area in which the skill that they maybe mastered 20 years ago, even to fine-tune it, sharpen the axe, things like that. I want you to imagine for a moment there's 2 types of hair salons. We've all seen these hair salons. The hair salons, for example, one hair salon I had a really bad perm in when I was in high school. Starting at a brand new school, I walked in and everybody in the seats had blue hair. Well, this particular little hair salon, these women got out of cosmetology school probably 35, 40 years prior to meeting me, and they had been doing those little teeny tight white curly perms for years and years and years. Then you go across the street or down the road or a city across the way, and what do you find? People that are charging $70 and $80 per haircut. Why? They continue to advance their skill. What is the difference between those in the hair business, for example, that earn, you know, a good moderate income, $25,000, $30,000 a year, compared to those that earn a 6-figure to 7-figure income a year in the hair business? What's the thing that determines that? Their level of skill. And so, just like with anything, there's a difference between amateurs and professionals. Tonight we're going to have a rare occasion where I've got 3 of my students that are currently in my prospecting class that are going to put their necks out on the line in front of all of you, and we're going to basically do what we're going to be doing tomorrow morning in my classes. Now, many of you, you were brought here by somebody who really cared enough about you to introduce you to this company, to this website, which is called DannyJohnson.com. That has over 50 hours of free training and development available for you. And literally, it is free. All you need to do is register as a free member. You will have access to a conference call vault that will give you a dynamic amount of information, skill-based tactical information to help you move your personal and your professional life forward. Did you hear me? Forward. Not staying the same, not moving backwards, but moving forward. And if you move it forward, your whole life will profit from it. Whether your marriage profits, being a parent can profit, being a business person, you can profit in those areas if you take advantage of many things that are out there. But one in particular is go to that website, register as a free member, and you can have access to a ridiculous amount of free information that can absolutely impact. No strings attached, it's totally free. It's there, ready, and available for you. The people you're about to hear from, these 3, did that. They signed up as a free member, started taking advantage of some of the free stuff that was available on that site. Some of them went on to go to First Step to Success, and all 3 of them are currently in the prospecting class that happens every Thursday morning for 4 weeks in a row from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for those of you that were invited by somebody else, do me a favor and thank them. How nice of them to think of you to help your life move forward, that if they found something that impacted them, they're just wanting to hand over to you a favor that was handed over to them. And so pay attention to that person that introduced you here, whether you were sent over by a supervisor, a manager, or a business associate, whatever it is. Make sure that you do the right thing and say, man, thanks for thinking of me. Thanks for turning me on to something that was free. Even if you hate it, even if you go to the site and go, oh, that's a bunch of baloney. There ain't nothing here to help me. In fact, you know, you might hang up in the next few minutes, and that's okay. The gesture, obviously, was kind that the person brought you over here. Okay, so tonight what we're going to do It's something totally different. I think I've only done this one other time in the last 2 years that we've offered these conference calls for free out to the general marketplace. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my students that are on the phone with me right now, they're going to demonstrate reading the script. I'm going to troubleshoot the way that they're reading that script in the area of prospecting. All three of these people have a home-based business, some of them part-time, some of them full-time. And what they've done is they've made an investment of time and obviously finances to help increase their skill. So they're kind of getting a bonus session here tonight. And so for those of you that come from the home-based business industry, where you are building some kind of a business part-time from home, whether it is direct sales or what have you, where you are in the market of prospecting people to find people to add to your sales force, to move your products into a new community or into a new marketplace, then this call is so for you. And so what happens is it was so hilarious to me. We have people that purchase, for example, our script book, which you can find on the website, in the product section of the website. And it's called Danny Johnson's Script Book and Training Audios, right? It comes with two sets of audios. And we have people that you know, grab the script and they start reading it. Most of them don't read it all the way through. They don't. They rather wing it first, even though they have zero success or even zero of a track record of working their business, and yet they become experts and they try to change everything and reinvent it first. Sad, but true. They wind up getting frustrated, eventually quit, and then blame the business for why it didn't work. The reality is if your business is not working for you, it is only because you've not yet developed the skill that it takes to work it effectively. And so with the script, for example, if you have your script book tonight, take it out, because I'm going to read right from page 2 and the first part of page 3, okay? And I'm going to have one of our students just step up. They're going to role play with me. I'm going to be the prospect. They're going to be the prospector. And I'm going to point out some things that they can improve to increase their numbers and have a better show-up ratio. So if you have been, let's see, scheduling people for conference calls or scheduling them to look at a website, scheduling them to come and do a live presentation, or you're going to do a one-on-one presentation, however weighted it is that you present your business, if you want your numbers to increase, pay very close attention tonight, because that's what we're going to focus on. Now, the numbers we're talking about are not closing numbers. It's not the numbers of enrolling people. It's more of getting more people to show up for the actual presentation itself. I'm not focusing on closing tonight. Maybe next week I'll do closing. But tonight, we're going to do just prospecting. So what's that number all about? Well, let's put it this way. Let's say that you bring 10 people, just hypothetical, and these are very small numbers, but let's say that you bring hypothetically 10 people a week to a presentation. Either it's a website, a pre-recorded message, a live conference call. There's a number of different ways. One-on-one, live group meeting, whatever. Okay, lots of different ways that you can do it. You can do a video, you know, on a website. However which way your company has available for you to present your opportunity, okay? So then what you do, you look at your numbers, and let's say that you're bringing 10 a week to a presentation. But let's just say that only one actually shows up. What we have found through the prospecting and closing classes is this. That after 4 weeks of working with you, very tight, like the way I'm going to show tonight, you can get your numbers up to 7, 8, 9, even 10 out of 10 of the amount of people that show up for that follow-up call. So, for example, let's say that you talk to them first, you tell them to go take a look at a website, you set up a follow-up call for them to show up to take a look, talk about what they had seen. And if you only have 1 out of 10 that are actually there when you call for that appointed time, then there's some improvements that need to be made. Basically, what that means is that you're lacking a skill that easily can be improved. And I mean easily. I have watched so many people whose numbers stunk, who now their numbers are just skyrocketing, where they're having, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 people show up for a business presentation. Well, before the numbers used to be 1 out of 10. So what does that mean? Same work, same effort, better results, more money. And that's what the name of the game is. So tonight, you may be able to glean a few things just from the 3 examples if we're able to get through all 3. If we're able to get through all 3, you're going to gain all kinds of great wisdom on how you can improve your game, okay? I think what I want to do, gosh, I just don't know who to start with. Okay, let's start with Kevin because I've worked with the other two before. Okay, well, actually, I've answered Craig's questions. I've worked with Corey. And then you guys have to hear their stories. This is so awesome. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you nervous?
No, not really.
This is good, because you should be. I'm totally joking. There's a lot of people listening, but just totally ignore the 3,000 ears that are perhaps listening to you right now. It's just you and me, buddy. It's just like what we're going to be doing tomorrow morning. You got your script book out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Kevin, tell me this. Are you on a speakerphone right now?
No.
Okay, can you turn yourself up by any chance? Because I can barely hear you. Okay, Kevin, tell me out of your numbers, out of how many business presentations that you set, how many people are there for the follow-up call?
The issue is I have been having challenges getting people to look in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Do you set an appointment? Are they looking at a website, conference call, or what have you?
Website.
You're sending them to a website. So what you're telling me is you set the appointment to call them back and no one's there?
I can't get them on – I can't get through the script enough to get them to go to the website.
Okay, awesome. All right, that's an easy problem to solve. Okay, so I hope you guys all heard that. He's saying that he can't get through the script enough to get the person even to want to look at the website. So the key here is to create an eager want to look at the website, right? Okay, Kevin, I'm going to let you fire away and read the script to me. And I will see whatever it is that I can find to help you improve your numbers as far as even getting people to want to look at the website, as well as showing up after they've looked at the website to talk to you about it.
Okay, now may I take 2 seconds here and explain to you the leads that I've been calling?
Sure. Don't give the company name.
Right. No, there's a fellow who sells genealogy reports.
Okay.
I bought one of those.
Okay.
And so a lot of these leads, these people...
They're ice cold.
Yes.
Okay. So that would explain clearly why you are having a challenge getting anyone even want to look at that. Okay, that's common. If you're going to work leads like that, you need to expect a very, very low conversion ratio of people that will be willing to look because they were not actively looking.
Okay.
Versus a lead, a fresh, brand new, hot off the press lead that you can purchase... those are a dime a dozen. There's a number of different companies you can use. The company that I feel very strongly about, have used myself, that I recommend to people is Cutting Edge Media. In fact, if you go to my website, there's a vendors section, the approved vendors. They're on there. If you link on there, they'll take extra special care of you. But anyway, so that a lead like that, for example, is somebody that responds to an ad online and they click that they want information about a home-based business. Following that, that means they're actually looking. They've requested the information. Are you with me?
Yes.
That changes the equation altogether. But I have helped many people use genealogy reports, okay, and I can go ahead and absolutely coach you on how you can improve your numbers, at least there in beginning the conversation.
Okay.
All right, so you go ahead, Albert. You see my name on a list. It's on a genealogy report. My company went out of business, and I have a sour taste in my mouth. And you're going to try to put a sweet one in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to speak as loud as you possibly can, okay?
Is that better?
Oh, that's 100 times better.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go for it.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Kevin. I'm calling you back to do a 2-year follow-up. You had requested information about working from home in 2003, and I'm calling to see if you followed through on your commitment to start a home-based business.
Actually, no, and I'm absolutely not interested.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Let me ask you, is that how it's gone?
For the most part.
Yeah. Okay. Let me flip it on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going well.
Good. This is Danny. I'm getting back to you. You may have requested some information about working from home.
I did.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I don't really remember requesting anything, but what do you have?
Okay, there you go. Okay, the difference was is you gave me this big, long explanation. I inserted one word, Kevin. You may have requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? The reason why you're losing them so early on is that you're saying way too much. You're starting on the defense the minute the conversation starts. So that's how come they're shooting you down right away.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this again. It's, hi, Kevin. How's it going? This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You may have requested information about working from home. What can I do for you? You may have requested information. Now, let me ask you a question. The fact that they were in an opportunity, it didn't work out, right? The company went under or whatever. Is there a chance that they are looking for something else?
Possibly.
Yeah. So when I say you may have requested more information about working from home, what can I do for you? Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Do you have a problem saying that?
No.
There you go. Saying that I requested something 2 years ago instantly tears up your credibility. This is, why is it taking 2 years for you to get back to me?
Okay.
And if you want, don't say I'm calling you back. This is Danny. You requested more. You may have requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? Real nonchalant, matter of fact. Okay? Now, they may say, you know, I didn't request any information. Right? They may say that. And something that you can say to that is, and let me back up. Do you understand what I'm saying? You gave this big spiel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, hey, you requested information back 2 years ago, and I was just following up on getting you that information, and were you able to follow through with your commitment of starting a home-based business? That's a whole paragraph.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So in my mind, I'm already get to the point, no, I'm not looking for something. 2 years ago, whatever. Does that make sense? So you're provoking them not wanting to listen to you for the rest of the time.
Right.
All you need to do is bait the hook. Hey, you may have requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? Man, I don't remember requesting information. Guess what? A lot of the leads that answered an ad a week ago don't even remember requesting more information. Do you understand?
Yes.
They're sitting there shopping online JCPenney's, and an ad popped up, and they went, yes, give me more information, and there they were, still buying some clothes, right? They don't remember. So it's very common.
Okay,
very, very common. And if you check your MP3s from 2 weeks ago, the very first class that we did, I handled this objection.
Okay.
Right away. I can't remember who the woman was that I can't remember the name. What's that?
The Oriental lady?
No, it wasn't an Oriental lady. But I did a very intensive, gave you guys basically a whole new script on what to say to them, saying, you know, I don't remember. I didn't request any information. And I know there's a lot of people listening right now that people say that to you. Okay, great. Then go ahead and say that to me, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So what can I do for you, Kevin?
Don't remember requesting information, but what do you have?
Okay, no, be harder than that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to give you my name and phone number. If you know of anybody in that Dallas, Texas area, right where you're living, our company is looking for somebody to head up an entire organization. We're expanding right into Dallas right now. And so we're really doing a whole lot of interviews and a lot of national campaigns right now, finding the right kind of person to head up an organization out there in Dallas. So you got that pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Danny, D-A-N-I.
Okay.
My last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And my phone number is
209-463-5210. Okay.
So again, if you know anybody that is looking for, we've got kind of two different levels that are available. One very, very part-time, you know, a couple $1,000 a month. And then we have a six-figure income position available for somebody who could really head up and help us develop a whole new organization out there in the Dallas area. So do you know anybody out there that would be looking for something like that?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
And that's how I would handle that. In a lot of cases, I'd say about probably 50% of the time, when I drop the seed of part-time 2,000 to a full-time somebody heading up an entire organization, you know, a six-figure income, that's where their ears are pierced going, tell me more about that. Okay, well, you still have that pen and paper handy, right? Okay, well, to save us both time, I just need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Awesome.
Simple, yeah?
Yes.
Just bait the hook. Don't fight them on, yeah, you did. You requested information. I was like, okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Okay, our company's looking, and I say the city that they're in, because I have that on the lead form, right?
Right.
It has it on your, you know, it could be, you know, Louisville, Kentucky. You know, we're looking for somebody right in Louisville, Kentucky to help us expand right into the Louisville area. So we're looking for someone who could really head up an entire organization out there. The company's paying pretty handsomely for that kind of position, about six figures.
Wow.
So when you drop a seed like that, yeah, so who, you know, do you know of anybody? Okay, well, if you run into anybody, and you just leave it at that. If anything, you drop some curiosity. If anything, you can turn the conversation around. Or, you know, you find out, yeah, next. They're not, if they don't bite on that hook, they're dead.
Right.
That'd be a dead fish. Completely. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's so good. All right, so let me just recap here. Some of you that are calling genealogy lists, these are as cold as it gets leads. Well, actually, the white pages are probably colder. And I had a lady that I coached do the very same thing with that, and her numbers were incredibly increased. So, again, don't give a big, long paragraph. You don't need to start on the defense. You just be very direct. Insert two words. You may have requested more information about working from home. Go ahead and take out, I'm calling you back out because they had not called you. But you may have requested information about working from home. What can I do for you? At that point, either they will go, either that'll pierce them enough that working, you know, working from home will be enough to bait the hook. If not, they say, you know, no, I didn't request any information. Okay, well, do you have a pen and paper handy? Because we're looking for somebody out there in Louisville, Kentucky. Name the city in which they are at. We're looking for someone to head up an organization out there. I'll give you my name and phone number. If you know anyone's looking for a career move, anyone with really good people skills, team player, and self-motivated. We're doing some interviews, and we've got a lot of national advertising campaigns going on right now. And we're doing a campaign right there in Louisville, and we're looking for someone specifically for that area. If that's not enough to, you know, get them into the juggler, then they're dead. You can't turn around with that innate turn around the bull. Okay, cool. All right, Kevin, that's really good. So try that between now and I talk to you tomorrow morning, and let's see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bless you, brother. Okay, Craig Craybar, where are you?
I'm right here, Danny.
Craig, can you just share real quickly what has happened to you since you've been a part of the classes?
Oh, definitely. I was really having a tough time. I was talking to more and more people, but it didn't seem like I could get anybody to go to the website and actually listen and view the presentation. So just within the last 2 weeks, I've seen it go from 1 out of 10 to 1 out of 4.
That's
people
insane.
That actually show up and actually listen to the presentation.
That's absolutely insane. That's gorgeous. And 2 weeks ago is when you started on the class.
Right.
So we had two classes. Tomorrow's our third class.
Right.
So even after the first week, you had an increase.
Yes, I did. Yeah, it started going up right away, actually.
Isn't that nuts?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you think other people should get into that class?
Most definitely. It depends on how fast you want to get there. If you want to get there fast and meet your goals as fast as possible, most definitely. Because it will, I wouldn't want to think about it if I didn't have those classes right now.
Isn't that crazy? Especially a very busy time.
Yes.
Yeah. In October, right now, we're not sure if we're going to do classes in November or not, but October, I think we've got, I don't know, 7 seats in one class and 10 seats in the closing class that's still left. Are you doing both at the same time?
Yes, I am.
Why do you think that's a good thing?
Well, because as you get better at one, it's going to naturally lead to the other. I want to be able to, if I can get them now to go and listen to the presentations, of course, the next thing I want to do is be able to close them.
Yep.
I don't want them, you know, if I've gone through all that effort in training to get them to that point, I definitely want to go the extra 9 yards, and that's the important thing is to get them to close.
And you have increased your closing ratios 2.5%. I mean, 2.5 times.
Right. Yeah, that's.
I mean, from 1 out of 10 to 1 out of 4 is crazy. And what that does is that actually means that you're making more with the same time and effort.
Exactly.
You're scheduling the same 10 people, but now you're having more people show up to that presentation.
Right. It's hard to get those numbers up when you don't have anybody going there in the first place.
Exactly.
So one definitely has led to the other. It's been wonderful.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, well, let's go ahead and troubleshoot on how we can have more people show up for that presentation.
Okay.
For you and see where it's at. What typically happens when you're prospecting?
They sometimes get a little bit off the track. in terms of, you know, they're not really sure what's going on. They'll ask, you know, ask questions about, well, what is this? Tell me, just tell me what it is.
Okay.
In other words, they just
want
to cut to the chase.
Where in the script do they say that to you?
Usually right at the beginning, towards the beginning, once after you've asked them a couple of questions.
Okay.
Currently working from home.
Okay. So right in there is when they're asking that. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and prospect me?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Hi, Danny. Now, this is Craig, and I'm getting back with you with some more information you requested about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you got?
Okay, great. You got a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Danny, to save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Okay, so Danny, are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. What is it that you do?
I'm a cocktail waitress.
A cocktail waitress. Okay. You in a work at a bar or a restaurant or?
Both actually.
Oh wow, wow. Which one do you like most?
The bar.
The bar. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, the place that I work in, it starts off kind of like a little bar and grill during the day, and then it turns into an elegant restaurant, and then at about midnight, it turns into just a full-blown bar where all of the people from the other hotels, after they get off work, they come over to my bar and basically spend their tips.
Oh, gosh. So you have to be able to transition from one to the other.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What do you like most about that, Danny?
I like the people that I get to interact with. I like that it's fast-paced. It's a rush. You know what I mean? It's like, gosh, you're just juggling all kinds of things. You're multitasking, and the cash, obviously, is phenomenal. It's like always a challenge to get a higher tip if I can.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that. What do you mean by getting a higher tip?
Well, I mean, it depends on how well I interact with my customer. It kind of determines what the size of the tip is. So I typically average 25 to 30% in tips, which is pretty outrageous.
Right.
For my line of work.
Great.
And that's what I was saying. I like the midnight shift, the midnight to 2 a.m. part, because the day shift is where the Japanese come, and I work in Hawaii, and they don't tip. The people who come from Japan to the States, it's not customary in their country or their culture to tip. It's kind of an insult. So, I mean, I could be waiting on this huge table and there not be a tip.
That's interesting.
It's not fun. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, they just don't tip. It's not customary for them to do that. It's an insult in their country.
That is something.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I'd like to supplement it at first and then eventually replace it.
Okay. What kind of income are you generating per month right now?
About $1,500 a month.
Okay.
So what is this all about?
Okay, that's a good question. So what would you like to get your income up to, Danny?
I'd like to increase it an extra $30,000 a year.
Extra $30,000
uh-huh.
a year. Okay, now do you have a family, Danny?
I have a daughter.
You have a daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 4.
4 years old. Oh, my goodness. Working and taking care of a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you pretty busy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. All right. Is she in school now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Danny, a year from now, where would you like to be earning?
Like I said, I mean, right now, at least, you know, 60 to 70, I think, would be great.
60 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fantastic. And what would you do with that money, that $60,000 to $70,000?
Get out of debt.
Okay.
So what is the name of the company, and what does this have to do with anything?
Well, that's a great question. We'll get to that. And Danny, do you have a capital set aside to start your business?
I'm sure I could come up with something.
Okay, if you saw the right opportunity, you could come up with capital to start your own business?
I'm sure if I had to.
Okay, fantastic. Danny, you know, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting somebody up in a home-based business to be successful. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious.
Okay, tell me why.
Because I need to get out of debt. I don't ever want to be in this financial position again.
Okay. And then what is that money going to do for you after you get out of debt?
I haven't really thought about it. Getting out of debt is my primary focus right now.
Okay, getting out of debt. All right. Well, let me tell you about a little bit about the company that I work with.
Okay.
Our company did over $1 billion last year, and it's in 14 different countries, and over half the revenue was given out to the representatives.
Wow.
So a lot of people made a lot of money, but we are looking for somebody who is a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have those qualities, Danny?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great, great. Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my contact information, and then I am going to give you a website to go to.
Okay.
So you can see how you can get out of debt, earn that $60,000-$70,000 per year, and have more time with your daughter.
Okay.
And so my phone number is
blank, blank, blank.
And the website is blank, blank, blank.
Okay.
Now, Danny, we are pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can go to that website, the better. And depending on what your response is to this information, we'll determine whether or not we can work together and where you fit on our team. So how soon will you be getting on the Internet, Danny?
Sometime next week, maybe.
Oh, next week. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Right now, I am looking for a few people who are looking to get started right away. Like I said, it is a real big time for our business right now, so the sooner you can get on, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So will you be getting on? Was there a reason why you can't get on sooner?
I'm just busy, you know, school, working, you know, things like that. Next week would be good.
Next week, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny. Well, I'll tell you what. You have my contact information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, if Danny, let me ask you this.
Stop.
Were you really serious about
the book? Stop.
Okay.
I'll kill the cat now before you dig a hole deeper.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Dude, you did really good. You did really, 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 really good. I definitely found some things as to that will majorly increase your numbers. Huge, huge. Couple little tweaks that will increase the trust factor between you and your prospects. I mean, if you've already doubled 2.5 times better numbers, you're about to see it double again easily. Okay, you ready?
I'm all ears.
Okay, cool. You have a very friendly and a very commanding presence about yourself, and that is a huge gift. That's a gift from God. You speak with good authority. The thing that you've done is you've peppered your authority with an underlying current of really wanting to sell me at your opportunity. There's some phrases that you use that prove to me that you're really trying to sell me. I'm going to give you what those phrases are, and I would extract those completely out of your vocabulary.
Okay.
Because it's making me wonder really what you're up to, which is why people are interrupting you in the script and saying this to you.
Okay.
In other words, I felt very led to do it also. I felt, you know what I mean, my natural knee-jerk reaction was, hey, what's this all about? Hey, will you get to the point? Hey, will you, you know what I mean? I found myself wanting to say the same things that your prospects have been saying to you. But anyway, you start off very well, very friendly, very commanding, good authority in your voice. I think all of that is going really well. This salesman has to take a hike. He has to get out of here. Okay, and here's where it's at. And it's funny because you kept going between both. You're like, I'm interviewing. No, sign up, please. I'm interviewing. No, sign up now. It was this kind of an internal struggle of, you know, sign up. I want to tell you something. And the other side of like, no, I'm supposed to have good posture, supposed to interview, I'm in control of the conversation. Do you find that going on inside you?
Yes. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Totally. And I heard that throughout your entire presentation here of you going back and forth, like, okay, I'm going to keep to my posture right now, and I'm just going to read this nice and strong like I've heard Danny read it. And then everybody, come on, please sign up on this whole underlying deal. Okay, so let's kill that cat.
Okay.
Okay, now, here's something that you said repeatedly over and over again. You said, oh, okay, oh, all right, fantastic, wonderful. Total signs right there. But you are trying to coerce me, buddy. So, for example, here's the first one. Are you currently working from home? No. And let's back up. Okay, you requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? And I said, well, you know, what do you have? Oh, great. You have a paper and pen handy. Just a little overzealous about my answer. Okay?
Okay.
Just see how you just answered me right there?
Yes.
Actually, you'll be able to hear it tomorrow.
All right.
Okay? That's good. That posture right there. But here's what it was. Okay, well, what do you have, what do you guys have to offer? You're like, woohoo, let's go. Come on, get this one. That's kind of what came out. Okay, so then, do you have a paper and pen? I need to ask you a few questions. You did great there. Okay, are you currently working from home? No. Oh, okay, all right. That was your answer. Okay, well, what is it that you do for a living? I'm a cocktail waitress. Oh, a cocktail waitress. Wow, great. All right, fantastic. There are a number of adjectives that do not fit my profession. Do you understand? Okay, I'm a brain surgeon. Wow, now that's impressive. I'm a cocktail waitress. I'm not saying that, you know, one is better than the other, but according to the person who has that profession, are you with me?
Yes.
You're overzealous for a very common profession. So it says to the prospect, what do you want? You're buttering me up for something. Especially a woman to a guy. You want a date. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, so they're, oh, okay, oh, all right. Oh, fantastic. Wow. Cut that down a little bit. Yeah. In fact, I'd almost remove it until you get out of the salesman mode and more into the interviewer place. If you're sitting across the desk and you're hiring for Microsoft and the applicant came in and said, I am a cocktail waitress, what would be your response?
Next question.
Exactly. It would not. Could you imagine Bill Gates sitting there with the card? Oh, wow, wonderful. All right, fantastic. Not going to happen. Okay, so let's see. What do you do for them right now? How long? You did an excellent job. You really have been paying attention these last 2 weeks in these classes. You did a fabulous job getting me to open up more about what I did. Awesome. Phenomenal. The turnoff was the, oh, wow, fantastic. But here you said, you know, oh, really? Well, tell me more about that. Okay, what exactly do you mean that, you know, it turns into a bar at midnight? You really got me to open up more, which was wonderful. You kind of detracted me a little bit with the overzealous, oh, wow, fantastic stuff. But you did great, you know. Well, oh, really, tell me, you know, what do you like about it? Really, tell me why. Excellent. Absolutely excellent with doing that. Great transition, by the way. The first objection that I gave you, you had an awesome transition with your, you know, I said, well, what is this all about? You said, great, and then you kept going on. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to? You know, what level of income, you kind of changed that up a little bit. What kind of income, what do you want to make a year from now is kind of what you asked. Here's something that began to make me question your motive. Okay, so Danny, how much money do you want to make and what do you want to use it for? And I said, I want to get out of debt. You were really trying to get down to what you think are my dreams, which in the prospect's mind is like, why are you asking me this stuff? If the position is to be interviewed for a, you know, for a business opportunity, right, then, you know, why are you asking me this? Why, in other words, let me just come out with it if I'm going to say it. But when you say, you know, what are your dreams or what are your goals, that's just not, it makes me start questioning why you're asking me this stuff. So when you started kind of, let me go back here. What will you do with the money? You know, it's like, what a question. Would J.C. Penney's ask me that on an interview?
Nope.
Right? So what I'm trying to create here is that environment of they are the interviewee. Therefore, they better sit up straight and answer you promptly, right?
Right.
But when you transition into this whole other realm that just doesn't feel like an interview, now I'm going to ask you some questions. What is this about? What are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. And you asked me twice, actually. You asked me two different times, what am I going to do with that money? Hey, after you pay off the debt, then what? Okay, here's the other thing. You assumed I wanted to spend more time with my child.
Right.
I never said that. I want to pay off my debt, and I want to make $60,000 to $70,000 a year. That's what I want. To be honest with you, my daughter was adopted, so I didn't have her. So assuming that I wanted to spend more time with her, in this case, could have been very painful for me and actually salt on an open wound. So you don't ever want to assume anything.
Great point.
You want to repeat what they say, and that's it. Where else am I? Oh, here it was. Here was a term that gave you away. If you find the right opportunity, Danny, would you find some capital to get yourself started? What is that setting me up for?
Well, I mean, if you find, it's like, you know, here's something.
If you find the right opportunity, doesn't that set me up to believe that you're going to sell me on the fact that this is the right opportunity?
Right. Waiting for the reasons why you should jump aboard.
This is basically what you said at the end. These are the two phrases that were just dead giveaways. Okay, if you were to find the right opportunity, well, then that just automatically makes me on the defense of like, okay, this guy now is going to prove to me that this is the right opportunity. Okay, that's the reason why that is not in the script. Okay, the other thing was, I'm looking to get somebody started right away, someone to put in a business right now that's really going to build this thing. Take it out. It is more of this. If somebody gives you the runaround and they say, you know, oh, I can take a look at it next week and go, ooh, gosh, man, you know what, Craig, I'm so sorry. That's not going to work. This will be completed by next week, and basically you just would not have a chance at the project that I'm working on right now. So what does your schedule look like today? I took it away. Gosh, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. What's your schedule like today? Are you able to get online at the same time as talking to me?
Okay.
They say yes. Great. Go over to your computer and make sure that you can get the website without a problem. And then I would just keep you talking about what I found to be most important to you. So in my case, what was most important was my debt, getting out of my debt. You know, making $60,000 to $70,000. That was the thing that, you know, when you said to me, how serious are you about starting a home business? I'm serious. Why? Because I need to get out of debt. I don't ever want to be in this financial position again. So that's what you would get me to talk about. You know, Danny, you were saying you don't ever want to be in this financial position again. Tell me why you say that. This is why I'm walking to the computer. You're getting me talk about what is most important to me. Okay, all right, were you able to type DannyJohnson.com? Yeah? Okay, great. Go check that out. All right, I'm going to leave you there. It takes about 15 minutes for the average person to peruse that website. Call you back in 15 minutes. I've got a couple more interviews I need to conduct. Our national advertising campaign was extremely successful, and so I'm feverishly looking for help, for someone to help me handle all these calls and fielding these calls and doing these interviews. So why don't you go ahead and check that out. Call you back in 15. Does that work for you, Craig?
Sounds great.
Okay, awesome. Call you back in 15. Make sense?
Sure does.
Okay. All right, where else are we? Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. Okay, so awesome posture, excellent authority. Get rid of Jekyll.
Okay.
Get rid of that sandwich.
He's gone.
You don't need to be that guy. You got to dial. I mean, you have the very foundation and basis of all that you need to be able to make that very successful. Very, very successful. So get, you know, cross over to I'm interviewing, I'm really looking to work with somebody on a long-term basis, and when that's in your mindset and you're thinking that you're sitting across the desk with a Bill Gates, how would that equation look? It's totally different than this other, you know, if you find the right opportunity and, you know, hey, you know, I'm looking really to get someone started right now because right now is a good time for our business. Uh-uh. I said the same words. I just said, you know, our national advertising campaign has been very successful. Man, I'm needing help fielding these interview calls. Doesn't that sound more professional?
Definitely.
Versus, hey, I want to sign you up, guys. Can you look at the website now? same motive, different approach altogether. So, yeah. Okay, good job, man. You did awesome.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks for sticking your neck on the line. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Corey, I want you to tell everybody, because there's a whole lot of people that remember you that are listening right now that were in Boston.
Okay.
And they remember your husband selling his truck so you and he could come to First Steps to Success in Boston.
Okay.
And since you started your very first week coming out of the class, right, you started your first class 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And can you just tell them what happened? I mean, the first day, right out of the first Tuesday prospecting class, what happened to you?
I closed two people for the first time ever.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I'm just a machine now. Thank you, Danny.
It's crazy how you're just – tell us, what do your days look like now? I mean, what are you doing now compared to what you were doing before? What was it – we have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What was it that you can help everybody else that's listening? Because Tell them what used to happen.
Well, what used to happen is I just was so desperate, and that came out in my voice. That came out in my tonality and my posture, and that wasn't getting me anywhere. I was calling so many people, getting no results whatsoever. Somewhat the practice was helping me with my prospecting, but really not getting me any results.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took your prospecting and your closing class. The first class, 2 weeks ago, I got on the phone after role-playing with you one time and closed two people within the next 3 hours. And it was just amazing.
How crazy is that? Now, what changed?
Basically, just realizing that, you know, I am not some desperate nobody, that I am building a business and that I am going to build this thing come hell or high water.
Yep.
And if I'm going to do it, I need to get the tools and you know, stick with them. And whatever I can invest into my skill is definitely what I'm going to do.
Right.
And I'm going to listen to what I'm told by people that know what they're doing.
Yep.
Ask questions, learn, listen.
Yep. That's so awesome, Corey. Now, Corey, why don't we kind of give them a little bit of a glimpse. What is your most favorite thing about the prospecting class or the closing class, either one?
My most favorite thing about the prospecting class is that I don't know, it's really hard to say what the favorite thing is, but you do so much good work with so many people that even if you're not actually the one you're role-playing with at the time, you're learning. You're learning from everybody's situation, because I think at some point we all talk to the same people out there. And, you know, we're learning so many skills about how to not be needy and how to sound professional or be professional, feel professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that would be my favorite thing.
Now, isn't it wild, as you noticed with, you know, all the people that we role play with in the classes, even just like what we just heard Craig and Kevin do, I mean, this is their prime examples, that we don't realize what it is that we are doing.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't even know I was doing something wrong when I first talked to you the first time. And all you did was, you know, kind of tweak a couple little things about what I was doing, and it totally changed everything for me. It totally, my numbers went from nothing to, you know, giving business presentations all day long. You know, I actually have a sore throat, I mean, from talking all day long to people that are very interested in what I have.
Now, isn't that wild? Now, before coming to the classes,
mm-hmm.
and before your first steps that was in Boston just 2 months ago,
right?
Did you think there was a problem with your leads, or what did you think was the problem?
Well, you know, I thought many things. I knew that part of it was me, and I knew I had to get to Boston to see you. That I knew. I knew that I also, you know, had some problems with my confidence. That I just really, you know, was in a situation of financial and, you know, wanting to do whatever it took to get out of that. But also, you know, yeah, there was times that I just didn't feel like I was, you know, getting the right people and, you know, things like that. You know, you tend to look at other areas and kind of blame other situations.
Yep.
But it did really boil down to me.
Yep.
That was the one thing.
Yep. That really is the wildest thing. I mean, and here's what's so sad, Corey. This is so, so very sad to me, because I was just like you. I talked to hundreds and hundreds of people, and I got absolutely nowhere. You know what I mean? I'd get people to say, yeah, they'd show up, and then no one would ever be there.
Right.
And man, I was like, you know, all my stupid friends.
Nope.
And I was like, man, my stupid upline. Why can't they help me? You know, why won't they call my people for me?
Right.
Or, you know, if I happen to be working leads, it's like, these leads suck.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or it would be something like this. Or it would be, you know, well, people just don't like this kind of a company.
Or they're blind. They can't see this.
Right.
You know?
Right. And here's what's so sad is that we probably have over 1,500 people listening to us right now, and not to mention the thousands and thousands and thousands that are listening to this tomorrow morning.
Right.
Here's what's really sad is that many of them, on a daily basis, blame the market, saying, well, you know, my friends just don't like this kind of marketing, or, you know, these people in this town just don't like these kinds of products, or, you know, these weeds just are terrible, or something. You know what I mean? They kind of, I did it myself. Well, I would come up with excuses as to why, you know, it wasn't working, and the reality was it only boiled down to one little thing.
Right.
I lacked the skill.
Exactly.
I lacked the skill. And when you gain skill, do you gain confidence?
You gain a lot of confidence.
A ton of confidence. It's
yes.
huge how much confidence you get when you know what you're doing. Even if you're learning, you feel like, okay, man, I'm getting it. I'm
right.
on my way, versus feeling like, man, I'm a schmuck. I'm never going to figure it out. And you certainly don't ever want to admit that.
Right.
So you much rather blame somebody else or the market or your friends or the company or something,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean, to take the pain away from feeling like a schmuck.
Exactly.
is really what the reality is. And so you've been such an inspiration. I've got your testimony right on my desk. In fact, I see your name ever since you emailed it to me. I've looked at your name several times and just asking God to continue to bless you, because that desperation that you showed in Boston, and that wonderful, sweet man that God blessed you with, that husband of yours that believed enough in you to say, honey, I'm selling my dream truck and I'm going to get you and I to Boston. I'm going to get you in these processing classes. And he already got you registered for Dynasty.
Exactly.
Because this is your chosen profession.
Exactly.
And this is what you will succeed at. And that's very, very exciting. Now, for those of you that are listening, I just want to let you know, it's first come, first serve basis in the prospecting and the closing classes. Corey, as well as Craig, I'm not sure if Kevin is in both of them. I think he said he was. We highly recommend that you do both at the same time, because your numbers will increase right away. Your prospecting numbers will increase right away. And if you don't know how to close them, well, now you got lots of people showing up for a presentation and don't know what to do with them. So instead of wasting your month, I'm like, wow, I can get people to show up now, but now what the heck do I do with them? Please do yourself a favor. Don't make the same mistake that many have made in the past of not being in both classes at the same time. We will increase your numbers. You will see an increase dramatically in your belief, your confidence, all that kind of stuff. But it is first come, first serve basis. There will be a waiting list, I'm sure, after tonight. And so it's Friday, it's Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays for prospecting. Closing is on Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 10:30, Pacific Standard Time. It's $297 for these 4 weeks, all of these hours. I highly recommend that you take advantage of it. If you want to see what these guys have seen, isn't that so awesome? That you know that you really are just weeks away to increasing your numbers. As well as wanted to let you guys know, and I'm really sorry, I want to publicly apologize. That Dallas event, the Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions event, it's a 12-hour school, was sold out last week. And we're sorry, the hotel does not have a bigger room. They just don't have a bigger room. We cannot let any more people in. If people wind up canceling their reservation, you will be on a waiting list. Right now, I think there's about 30 or 40 people on the waiting list right now. If, you know, as we have people that need to cancel for whatever reason, we will be giving you a call in the order that you were on that waiting list. And so, but we do apologize. However, First Steps to Success is in St. Louis, and I promise you, we cover similar things at First Steps to Success. Obviously not for 12 straight hours, because we cover a whole lot more stuff on top of just prospecting and closing. But there's a good 3 to 4 hours spent in the area of prospecting and closing, plenty to get your business off the ground, plenty to teach you how to have people showing up, to teach you how to close, to teach you how to get people in front of that presentation. If you want fine-tuning, real professional, man, what am I doing that's causing people to not show up? That is more of the prospecting or closing classes. So again, St. Louis, October 22nd and 23rd, we've got the prospecting and closing classes that I'm sure will be filled up tonight. Call our office at 209-463-5210. Again, 209-463-5210. Other than that, thank you so much, you guys, for your attention tonight. I want to thank my guests, Corey, Craig, and Kevin. You guys were awesome getting up here on this call with me. I totally appreciate it. I'll be talking to you guys early in the morning. Let me unmute the line so we can all say goodnight and God bless.
Thanks, Danny.